This mall is going to be a very big mall and a very wonderful one, and everyone will admire it. It's expected to start the construction. We expect the construction to build to start in 3 months' time, because currently we are being held. We have said to those who are leasing council shops around there, vendors and EP operators, with the notice of termination of lease, so that the presence of the contractor. And this 3 months is where will be is the time that we give for these guys to go and test where we are putting them. I mean, the shop owners, there is Red Cross there. There are so many organizations that are surrounding the Ekotin now. So this is what is working.
Are the vendors and combi operators welcoming the move?
We have met all the stakeholders. You know, everyone, it's not that 100% will say yes or no.
We understand that the mall is being built under the build, own and transfer mode of construction. Can you give our listeners a sense of what is this and how it works?
What we did with Ekotin thing is that we really sat down as council and we saw that this place needs an we needed to redestroy it and rebuild it and do a modern thing. So then we looked at our financial status and we saw that no, we cannot be able to do it. So then we advertised for show of interest that if anyone wants to partner council in rebuilding that. So Terracotta was one of the companies that really responded to the tender. So it got the tender, and now what the terms of the agreement is that Terracotta will build, and when it is built, it will then operate that thing and getting revenue, so that they raise the money that they use. After a certain period, which I cannot disclose now, but I know you have agreed on it, after that period, the Terracotta returns that facility to the city council, so that the council owns 100% of it after those years. But it doesn't mean that during that time, council is not getting any revenue. So the usual things that the person pays to the local authorities, such as rent and such things. So that is what is going to happen.
Now, seeing that Bulawayo has had difficulties under these economic conditions where factories have been closing down, are you going to use this method of development in other parts of the city?
Yeah, we think if that thing is modernized, because you know what makes business grow is it's a matter that is the surrounding community up to standard with the world. So when that mall is up to current standards and the needs of the people who are investing, we think I don't see anything wrong by a very big supermarket coming to open there, some shops. You know, we hope this upgrading will bring investment to the city, because it will say another share of it.